Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's not my deal, but I'm buying into it. It is the fishing opener. Chad Hartman, Dan Cook, and Adam Carter purportedly at the governor's fishing opener. Cass Lake. Are you still at Cass Lake, or are you actually at a different location now?
No, I'm still in the same spot I was last time I talked. Yeah.
Is that in your room? Is that where you're at?
Yes. Yep.
Well, what have you done the last 2 hours? What have you done?
I will say this. We are staying at a casino, so I went downstairs. And I will say this, I hit the biggest slot jackpot I've ever hit in my life.
Really?
Yes.
How much?
I don't know if I should say.
Oh, stop it.
$1,700.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
How much are we splitting on the show?
You get whatever I get. To the government and how you whatever you do when you drive on the roads. I mean that's my benefit. That's my gift to you.
Lose our number. I mean seriously, Cook. He's on Showtime.
Yeah,
he's getting paid.
Yeah.
Listen, what a scam. He's getting paid to gamble. People doubted me when I said to start the show. An employee who is pulling off this scam, and Dan, he now just made, first of all, he's getting paid $250 a year from CCO. Now made $1,700.
By that, you mean $2.50 a year that he gets paid from CCO. It's a complete scam. It's a complete fraud. And honestly, I'm just jealous. I'm not even mad. I'm just jealous.
You guys, listen. You guys doubted me when I told you I had figured out slot machines.
Remember that? So good. I forgot. When you just started saying that, I was right. When he had one night of success, and I think you called me first. You said, "You know what? I got to tell you something.
I figured them out.
I think I figured out slot machines." And I thought you were a bit. You're like, "No, I'm serious. I think I figured them out." We had to have a guy. I remember we had a guest on,
yes,
Dan.
Yes.
Just to point out this. Oh, my God. I forgot that. It was like when you were pushing the button. You thought you'd figured out something about the timing of button pushing.
My buddy who was with me, he's the one who taught me about it. Like,
of course. You'll
see a pattern. You'll see a pattern develop, and that's when you hit the button.
So good.
You laugh. Yeah. It worked.
Newsman covering the opener. Makes 17. It's like a Fargo episode that's taking place right now. Okay, let's brag a little bit here. I'm going to start with Dan Cook. Dan Cook, Bethel Seminary School.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Bethel Seminary, correct, yes.
Yeah, I know it says seminary. It seems like there should be a school in there. Can I call them about that?
I mean, you can. There should be a school. I don't know if they'll take your call, but you can try.
Adam, does this phrase mean something to you? Summa cum laude. Summa cum laude. I know you're not familiar with it, but are you familiar with the phrase, what it means?
I am. That means somebody's a lot smarter than I am. I graduated, thank the laude.
You graduated with Vic Velarde. I mean, that's as close as you came. Okay. Dan Cook.
Are you kidding
summa
me?
Summa cum laude. How about that? Our guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been 5 years of very, very hard work, enjoyable work, but you know quite well how hard I've had to work for this. So, yeah, it was really, really neat to get that letter yesterday and get that kind of reward. So walking in the ceremony a week from tomorrow.
Phenomenal.
Cap, gown, the whole bit. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Basically, Adam, all those papers were about us, what has happened to religion, what has happened to civilization. And I work with two people who's reinforced the direction we need to go. And it's the opposite direction of the two buffoons I work with.
I can, first of all, congratulations. That honestly is a tremendous honor.
Yes, it is.
Almost as
your $1,700.
It's great as figuring out a slot machine, but, you know, to each his own. I mean, you know, there's...
What a contrast on the show. divinity, religion, its impact, and the complete commitment to get it done versus I've solved slot machines.
We cover it all here on the Chad Hartman Show. It's
the vices. I'm good at the vices.
Now, in all sincerity, Adam, it's time for you to brag on the news team and what happened today.
You know, we get honored by the Edward R. Murrow Awards, regional awards, which are really kind of one of the highest regional honors you can get in broadcast news. They give them out to both television and radio and large, medium, and small markets. And we got the Murrow Regional Award for overall excellence, which is a pretty big honor because we're going up against not only all other large market radio stations here in the Twin Cities, but also Milwaukee. And that's a great honor. And then we also got recognized for our coverage of the aftermath of the Dante Wright shooting, as well as one of our 6 o'clock news embargo. The newscasts also receive a Edward R. Murrow Regional Award. So that is a tremendous achievement for our great news department, of which I'm just a small part. It's really our reporters who actually go out onto the street in lots of times uncertain and admittedly dangerous conditions to report on what's going on. So this is all about them, including, you know, Sloan Martin, who was part of our news department for so long before she moved on to bigger and better things. But they just did a great job, and I'm so thankful for all those folks we work with, and the overall excellence too. That's not just the news department. That's also the interviews that our hosts do. So it's really kind of a testament to the entire station.
It's kind of a sling segment. We're all patting ourselves on the back right here, basically saying how brilliant we all are.
Pretty much. I mean, my shoulder's a little sore. I don't know about you guys.
What do you got, Chad?
I got a pigeon I need to talk about next segment. I'm going to talk about this pigeon that will not leave my house. Pigeon talk in a matter of moments. I haven't liked one of these songs. Can I just be honest? I came up with the concept.
It was your
idea. I'm glad we did.
I wanted to do Stevie Wonder. You insisted.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is Andy Griffith.
It's exactly who it is.
Buckle up, baby. Andy Griffith, overrated.
What?
Wow.
Yes. Andy Griffith.
Matlock?
Overrated. Matlock. Overrated. Nice guy. Likeable guy. We know the storyline 1 second into the show. Okay. Andy, you're fine. I mean, he's not terrible. Don't get me wrong. He's not icon status for me. He's fine. Take that. Don Knotts carried his butt the entire show. The show doesn't exist without Don Knotts. Truth or false? What do you think?
False.
Oh, come on.
Jim Nabors? It's a
dull show without Don Knotts. Come on. We know that. Don carried the show. Okay. This is now 6 or 7 days where multiple times during the day to the same window, the same large blue pigeon comes back to the house at minimum a half dozen times. At minimum, half dozen times. Now, if I stand up and get close, kind of backs away a little bit, then flies away, and then most of the time within a minute or two, flies right back. I brought this up earlier in the week. You scoffed at me. Something's going on. What is the deal with the pigeon outside my house? What's your theory?
I told you. I think it's somebody from the great beyond, and I think your father is a great guess. I don't know if he appreciates, you know, speaking from beyond as a pigeon, but what better way to communicate?
Did I mention that this pigeon is carrying on a huge tape recorder?
What do you do for a living?
Sir.
Exactly.
And to be fair, that's pretty much everybody's reaction when you get close to them, is that they back away and then fly off. So, I mean, that's not necessarily rare.
Yeah. No, I know. It'd be better if I could literally grab the pigeon. Okay. It's right by the chair where my father would sit every single time he was in this house.
There you go.
I'm not kidding. Every single time. Cook, Mr. Summa Cum Laude.
Yeah.
0 to 10. This is a message from my father versus it's just a bird who was fascinated with something on a table inside the house.
I mean, boy, I hate to be the spoiler, but I can't rule it out. It's like a 1 at the most that it's your father. I'm sorry, but no.
Wow.
Sorry. I know. I hate
Thanks
to say
a lot.
It. I hate to say it.
Thanks a lot. I mean, Adam, I
Summa
thought you know
over
the downer
here.
On
Jeez.
The show. I mean, how long have you hated
like my guy?
Cook?
I like my guy's magna cum laude, okay?
MAGA cum laude is what you, yeah. You really like him. Man, thanks a lot.
I'm sorry. I hate to be that guy. I really do.
Thanks a lot. Texters, what's with the pigeon? Why will the pigeon not leave our house alone? Hey, look who's at the Republican convention. Your guy, Mike Lindell, Carter. Mike Lindell at the convention.
What does it sound like at the convention right now, Adam? What would that sound like?
I got pillows outside to stop the Dominion voting machines.
I mean, he's got to be furious that they're using electronic voting for this endorsement.
Oh,
process,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, my. For the Republicans who've just criticized Democrats over and over again, you can't vote without paper ballots, and they're voting with electronically? Hello. Here's another thing in Plymouth I need to be worried about. We have received reports of a black bear in neighborhoods not that far from me. The bear has not been a danger to humans, but appears to just want to go through trash. How do I know when the bear is going to change his mind, Carter, and is going to get mad at a human?
I don't know. But I'd like you to be the one to find out about that.
Should I hang out there a while?
Bobo. It's Bobo's back.
Bobo.
Oh, no.
What if it's the bear mad at our television coverage and is looking for me?
He remembers. Bobo remembers.
Neighbor Bill is threatening to bait the yard. To see if the bear will come over to my place.
That's a horrible idea.
Yeah, I wasn't real thrilled. So I got a pigeon on one side of the house. I got a bear on the other. It's been
regular
an okay
Marlon round. Perkins.
Yes. Yeah, well, I guess I'm going to send Mike out there to be Jim Fowler at this point because I want to stay inside like Marlon did all the time.
And yet we can't all find right. Coco Chanel.
No. Seriously, where is Coco Chanel? I blame the media. You know, if CCO Radio's news team was that good, they would have found Coco Chanel by now. That's what I have to say. All right, my friend, have a great time and bring back $200 for each one of us on the show here. We'd like you keep the $1,300, we get $200 apiece. We are done. He's not going to bring any money back. Paul and Jordana are next. Good luck to everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.